Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Corey Heimel, who leads all things Web3 as the director of blockchain at Gigster, a company dedicated to helping drive mass market adoption of blockchain. With over 600 engineers, Gigster provides Web3 strategies and development to everyone from startups to Fortune 500 companies. And Mr. Heimel, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Now, you're certainly more than welcome, and looking forward to learning a few things about Web3 as well today. So as I understand, as we get things underway here today, Gigster celebrates 10 years this year in 2023. Could you share more about Gigster's mission over these past 10 years?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we've been around for a decade now, which is awesome to stay. And, you know, we were founded on this idea that the future of work is distributed. So this is pre-COVID, you know, 10 years looking back, you know, our founders looked at some crystal ball that they had somewhere and said that the future will be distributed, and that in order to really facilitate future innovation at scale, basically you have to go global for talent, right? And we looked at that problem and said, you know, there's, I think the last time I saw it, there's like a $3 or $4 trillion economic gap due to lack of resources in the market. And so we took that problem and said, well, there's the kind of obvious solution to, you know, basically make it really easy to find people, which is already being solved by a number of companies out there. But what we did differently and what we thought of was, if you can find people, what really the problem in running distributed global teams is, like, a lot of the process and the data driven techniques needed a lot of innovation on them. So in the past 10 years, I always tell people, like, Gigster is really a data company. We do data on how our teams and how our individuals perform in the context of software engineering. And then over these past 10 years, in close partnerships with some of the leading universities like Stanford and Berkeley, we've done a lot of studies and a lot of research into how can we build data-driven processes and metrics that let us run global teams more efficiently with reduced risk. And we just happen to do software, but, you know, our goal and our idea is that a lot of these tools and these models could be applied to any, really any type of global team, whether that be software or something else. And so we've been doing that over the past 10 years, and really happy going into 2023. You know, like you said, I run blockchain here at Gigster, but also oversee a lot of the other product stuff. So we've got some interesting things on the pike.
Yeah, I bet you do. And I really appreciate the overview on Gigster and your mission over these past 10 years. Now, how are Gigster's services and solutions uniquely designed to drive innovation at the pace of a startup within enterprises? And how can startup and small companies also benefit from working with your team?
Yeah, I mean, so when you talk about driving innovation, right, like, typically in order to help, you know, like, so for instance, when we work with large enterprises, and they're trying to innovate or trying to do something new. And usually what we see a lot of is emerging tech. So whether that's AI, ML, blockchain, IoT, stuff like that, is that they're wanting to, they want to de-risk, right, that push into that market as much as possible. And, you know, to bet and go hire people, you know, which takes, you know, 3, 4, sometimes 6 months, bring them on staff, ramp them, put them in the you know, build a team around them. That's a very lengthy process. And when we see them come to us and looking to kind of push the envelope of what their business currently does, I think our most attractive quality is the ability to kind of de-risk that experiment or that move, in that, you know, they can call us up and say, hey, you know, we want to experiment and build something within blockchain, you know, with, you know, in the next 4 or 5 days, we can have a team ready to roll. You know, we manage all that risk, we manage delivery of the team, management of the team. So really, we see big businesses looking at us to kind of tap us in to figure out hard problems fast. You know, on the SMB side or the mid-market side, a lot of companies use us for kind of similar reasons, or it's more of they're trying to extend the bandwidth
Yes, I hear you on that. And also another question for you. Where is your company headed in 2023 with expanded services? I know you talked about things are in the pipeline and exciting stuff planned for this year. Get into your expanded services plan there, if you would.
Yeah, of course. So, you know, like I said, what we've been doing, what we do really, really well, right, and better than anybody else on the planet is run software, run global software teams. But what we saw was if you go to someone and it's like, hey, we build software, a lot of times people say, okay, that's cool. I don't really know what I need you to build right now. So what we wanted to do was take a lot of the common ask that we get from our customer. You know, we've done over 5,000 projects now. From the common ask that we get from businesses or from enterprises or companies, and start to kind of package those up, so we can be much more directed and kind of informative to people to say, hey, look, okay, well, you want to do, we know that you want to do AI ML, but like, here's the kind of steps to do this. We'll have a suite of offerings underneath that that kind of help target a lot of the common pain points that we see over and over and over and over. And the same with a few others, right, into like cloud consolidation, but even on the innovation. So, you know, emerging tech ideation workshops, quick turnkey MVPs. So we're going to be packaging up what we do into much more kind of pointed offerings. But the really exciting part coming on the back half of next year is that we're finally going to kind of reveal, you know, behind the scenes, a little bit of all of the data metrics that we use to run our teams, and start putting those into a dashboard. So when you work with us, you can actually see the instrumentation and dashboards that we look like to understand the health of your team kind of in real time, and see how we're able to be predictive and how we're, have we been able to reduce delivery risk by 60%. So we are very excited to finally show that off, and that should be coming in Q3 of 2023.
Sounds like never a dull moment. Really appreciate the report and a lot to look forward to this calendar year. Today, we're speaking with Corey Heimel, who leads all things Web3 as the director of blockchain at Gigster, a company dedicated to helping drive mass market adoption of blockchain here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, as businesses face a difficult challenge over the coming year, what is your advice for helping them to find the right balance between navigating an uncertain economic reality and the critical demand to innovate and stay competitive in their market? I know there's a lot of uncertainties, certainly with the economy, but get into that a little bit. Give us some thoughts there.
Yeah, I mean, so it's tough, right? I mean, we saw the squeeze when COVID hit. You know, we saw the squeeze years. I mean, there's been multiple times over the past 10 years where there's been pullbacks in the market, kind of even more broadly than tech. And it is hard, right? Like when your budget gets constricted, when people stop spending as much, you've got to find areas to cut costs internally. And unfortunately, a lot of times those end up being layoffs, which is no one likes to see. But then what happens is the budget goes down, but the tech debt doesn't. So you still have to figure out how to get through some of these insurmountable kind of obstacles getting through. And, you know, when we look at advice on navigating economic uncertainty, that's always a tough one. You know, I think the big thing that we've seen, though, is in how companies have used those, is that a lot of times if you can repurpose your existing employees internally to work on much higher value initiatives, and then, you know, Gigster can support by doing, like, for instance, QA automation. Like we've seen a lot of companies that have individuals that are doing manual tasks that could be automated. And therefore, when there goes to be budget cuts, a lot of times those roles fall on the chopping block. But there's still great people that are doing those. So being able to repurpose them to do much, you know, much more high skill or valuable initiatives, and then be able to automate those manual tasks, is something that we've seen companies be able to reallocate headcount, I think maybe is a good word for it. But that's always a tough one.
It sure is, and really appreciate your giving us your advice and your point of view on that as well. Now, why do you consider it to be essential in 2023 for companies to more rapidly modernize their systems and products to gain a competitive edge? And what is your advice on the best approach to modernize?
Yeah, I mean, so modernization is something that every business like has to continuously do. There is no, you know, you don't modernize and check it off on a list and then you're done. It is something that you have to keep up with every year, every month, every week. Staying competitive, especially in the landscape nowadays where things are able to evolve and move so quickly, is something that you've got to keep the pedal on it, right? And as we go into 2023, you know, we see, like, obviously in 2022, early 2022 and 2021, you know, blockchain was the big thing. And then obviously, you know, we're all aware of the market conditions now. But, you know, the underlying tech there is still very, very valuable from a distributed ledger tech perspective. But going into next year, I think that with a big influx of where businesses are going to be adopting new tech is really in two areas. So one, it's going to be within blockchain, but more for internal enterprise use. And this is, you know, the whole concept of supply chain, like B2B reconciliation or brokerage platforms, you know, document management and auditing and tracking, like much more use cases for that. And then the other area that I think is going to be really interesting to look at next year is around generative AI. You know, we saw the huge hype from ChatGPT that came out, which is a form of generative AI. But seeing how businesses are able to take that and use it to automate or create new experiences where customers are able to engage with the brand and it actually not be a person. But then also how that generative AI can play into the creative process. For businesses, whether that's generating content, whether that's generating images or blogs or output or messaging or anything there, it's going to be really interesting to see how businesses take that and adapt it to become more competitive. I think that kind of bleeds into the advice on best approach to modernize. I would urge anyone to kind of keep a weather eye on those two areas of the market.
And thanks once again. Tremendous advice there per your expertise, and we really appreciate that. As we conclude, any key tips and takeaways? I'd say that would be key bonus tips and takeaways, because you've certainly provided some advice and tips already that you'd like to provide our listeners tuning in today as we conclude.
You know, it definitely will be bumpy, but that's to be expected. And if you're a business and you're looking for, you know, how we had talked before, and that you know, technical debt is growing, you need a way to stay competitive, please reach out to us. We would love to chat. You know, the other kind of like interesting thing that we've been looking to do is kind of help if/when a recession comes to deal with a lot of those individuals that do need to be laid off. Like, so finding a way to basically absorb them into the Gigster network so we can keep business or keep work flowing to them. So if you are, you know, laying off the tech department and want to talk about that ability to, you know, to take care of your people and do right by them, please reach out and let us know as well.
And certainly do appreciate the invitation. I'm sure listeners appreciate that as well. If listeners wanted to get more information on Gigster or a way to be in touch, you mentioned about reaching out. Where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, so you can probably just our website, gigster.com, GIGSTER.com is probably the best place to do it.
And that certainly works, and that is easy enough. Mr. Heimel, all the best. Thanks for your time, and have a great, prosperous 2023. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Again, we've been speaking with Corey Heimel, who leads all things Web3 as the Director of Blockchain at Gigster, a company dedicated to helping drive mass market adoption of blockchain. And once again, for all the details and for contact, visit Gigster.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.